the CEO of the RSPCA on the line, David Van Oren. Morning to you, mate.
Good morning, Alan.
We've got to talk about this. Just devastating news out of Busselton to learn that a puppy has been dragged around from a car and since then has suffered injuries that have caused the puppy to die. Just devastating stuff, David.
Oh, it is. It is really shocking. It's appalling. It happened around 9:30 a.m. on Sunday, and apparently there were witnesses, people who saw what occurred, but it was a 5 to 7 month-year-old puppy that was deliberately tied to the back of a vehicle. It's actually a white Nissan single cab ute, and dragged along the road and suffered severe injuries, and it was taken to the vet, where unfortunately the vets deemed that on humane grounds the poor puppy had to be put to sleep.
Just devastating stuff. I understand that people, the puppy would have still been getting dragged around if it wasn't for the people stepping in and helping it out.
That's right. Apparently there were people in the area and they were attempting to stop the incident. We have some witnesses, but we're desperately calling for anyone who may have been in the area or seen this white Nissan single cab ute in the area. Please give us a call, the RSPCA cruelty line. It's really important that we need all the information. And that, can I just say the hotline number?
Absolutely, yep.
So the RSPCA cruelty hotline is 1-300-278-3589. I'll repeat that, 1-300-278-3589.
Yeah, if you know any information, we want anyone to give a call and help try and catch this person. When, if the person gets caught, what type of punishment are they looking at?
Look, the animal cruelty penalties can range up to 5 years in prison and a $50,000 fine.
Mm.
So I also want to make mention, Alan, to those brave people who tried to intervene and save the little pup. We're all devastated that we weren't able to do more.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, kudos to them for stepping in. And I would like to see the $50,000 and the 5 years thrown at this person when they eventually get caught, because it's just insane that something like this is even happening.
It is. It's shocking and appalling, and I know many people down there are feeling affected by it, but we'll do our very best, and if people in the community come forward, that'll help us.
Excellent. David, thank you for the chat today. I do appreciate it.
Thank you, Alan.
David there, the RSPCA WA CEO, and also a number worth mentioning as well is Crime Stoppers, 1-800-333-000. Netta on the line from Consumer Protection. Now, today we're going to be talking about this. Sextortion are these scams that are in place that are actually targeting a lot of West Australians.
Yes, we've had an increase in calls about scammers who are threatening to post videos and photos on the internet and also send them to to family, friends, partners and employers. And they're demanding that their victims pay between $500 and $5,000.
Wow.
So since December this year, we've had 8 reports of people being blackmailed in this way.
Yeah, okay. Are these from people that they know that have the photos, or is it scamming them from somewhere else? Who's doing this?
Well, in one case, there was a 36-year-old man. He reported that he'd accepted a friend request on Facebook from a woman he thought he knew. And after a brief conversation, he sent a video of himself in a compromising position. And when he refused to pay the $5,000 the scammers demanded, the video was sent to his girlfriend, who was easily identifiable from his Facebook page. And in another case, a 21-year-old man sent a video via Facebook Messenger to a woman he just met online. And then they confronted him with a demand for $1,000 to prevent it being sent to his family and ex-girlfriend.
Oh, wow. So, yeah, this is very serious stuff. Any advice out there for anyone that has images or videos out there in compromising situations for people?
Well, it's really important that you don't send money, because the requests then will only escalate and they'll come back for more. You can contact Consumer Protection on 1300 30 40 54 and speak to a ScamNet officer for advice. If the video or photos you have been uploaded to sites such as Facebook or YouTube, report them immediately so the administrators can take them down. You do that by flagging them as inappropriate. And also take note of any Skype names or Facebook profiles so you can report those as well. Block the scammer. Delete them from your friends list on social media, and do the same if they have your email address or mobile phone. And also deactivate your social media account for a few weeks so the scammers will think you've deleted your account. And obviously, if you've met someone online, avoid letting them have intimate photos or videos. Even if they're not a scammer, there's still risks.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that is the lesson there. If you want more information, then go to the website scamnet.wa.gov.au. Annetta, thank you so much for the chat today.
Thank you.
Willa Dawson on the line from the Busselton Dunsborough Mail. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I am doing well. What is making the paper this week?
So we have some really tragic news this week with reports of a puppy actually dying after being dragged behind a car in Busselton.
I did see. This is devastating stuff. And I understand you actually spoke to the residents that were there.
Yeah, that's right. We spoke to a guy who was driving past the other vehicle, and he was the one that got him to pull over and let go of the puppy. Unfortunately, the car just drove away straight away, so the resident couldn't say anything to him.
Yeah, just really devastating stuff, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I mean, we've been talking about it all day because it's just, you know, you can really visualise what would happen and what that puppy would have gone through. Mm. So, and RSPCA is still asking for help for potential witnesses and that sort of thing. So have a read of the story for more.
Absolutely. And Harmony Festival, how's that all going?
Yeah, so lots of Busselton places are celebrating Harmony Week. We've got tomorrow the Early Learning Centre has got a open day, and then on Saturday Beer Farm and Metro Cup is holding a celebration. And Sunday, the Georgiana Molloy Anglican School is also holding a celebration, so make sure you check that out.
Excellent, sounds good. And to wrap it up, the waves are a-coming.
Yes, that's right. So our surf reporter, Joe Jordanoff, is predicting that cyclone up north to come down here and impact on the swell. He said the reason a northwest swell is so rare is because we only ever get southwest swell from a similar direction. He talks about the epic swell we've had in the past has been while the water has been very warm, but this year seems to be cooler, so we'll make it down the coast. So surfers, check it out.
Excellent. Hopefully it doesn't mess too much with the salmon. Jamila, thanks for the chat today.
Thank you.
If you're a man listening in the car and you don't cringe during this story, I question how much of a man you truly are, because I've just read through it and I'm cringing like crazy. I'm going to read it word for word as well so you get the full experience that I did. A cocky builder has got his manhood deliberately nailed to a block of wood as a dare whilst at work. How does that happen? Well, let's read on. The foolhardy footage shows an unnamed man accept the challenge before whipping out his private parts. He then places it on a plank of wood while his colleague fires a nail gun through his, wait for it, foreskin. But it doesn't stop there. The colleague then removes the nail, this is where I'm cringing already, from the block of wood, but it is still left stuck in his penis.
Yeah, that'd tickle.
The man then slowly pulls out the nail through his foreskin himself, before celebrating having successfully completed the sick
owner-operator style. Mm.
Pulling a nail out of your... All the guys listening that are circumcised are just like, oh...
Yeah, mate, if you were looking to make
relatable to me,
squeamish and this morning, success, well done.
Oh, that's gross. Why do you do that? Like, this is what happens when you dare me. Alan, I dare you to shoot your penis with a nail gun. No.
I promise I will never dare you that.
Like, even if you did, no. Like, the answer. Like,
the answer should be no.
You wouldn't even finish the
question. No.
Shoot nail through your... No.
Take that to the bank? No. Not going to happen.
These guys need to get back to work.
Clearly.
That's what it sounds like to me.